Hey everyone, this is Clea with Upon Further Review, bringing you a new mini review of Baby Mama, a movie no longer in the theaters and has been out on video and DVD for almost 2 months now. But if you haven't seen it, then check out this review and it will let you know whether or not you should check it out. Greg has already done a mini review of the last Indiana Jones, so check that out as well. So you can see this movie at www.babymamamovie.net. Baby, BabyMamamovie.net. The movie, if you hadn't heard about it, is coming from the comedic genius team of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And it's pretty much a story of a modern woman who went after her career and who can't have kids now and is so turning to a surrogate mother program, which was founded by a character played by Sigourney Weaver, in order to find a surrogate mother who can have a baby for her. It's slightly different than the 80s version Baby Boom, where Diane Keaton's character has a baby thrust upon her. Here, Tina Fey's character tries to have a baby by herself, and finds that her womb is, T-shaped due to her mother having taken drugs when she was pregnant with her and can't have babies. Enter Amy Poehler's character, who as most SNL movies, it's got a cast of comedic cameos, and for the most part, would be a pretty good movie for Girls Night In. It's got a bunch of little funny one-liners and a bunch of little funny scenes.
I can't do it. I can't swallow it. What is this? Water. It's horrible!
And for the most part, the plot is passable and going strong until about three quarters of the way through the movie, when it seems like everyone just kind of looks at each other and says, I don't know what else to do, I guess we'll wrap this baby up, and proceeds to just do a bunch of really obvious and ridiculous and quick little things until the end, when you have this, all the cast of characters at a birthday party with different characters that had no interaction with each other during the entire movie suddenly playing together, and I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. But at least it's better than most SNL skits where it goes on and on and on with the same joke. Here you can at least fast forward, so it's better than most. So for the most part, I'd say that the movie is worth a watch, worth a rent, I guess. I don't know if it's worth a buy. But definitely it's worth a watch, and I would also say that the website is worth a go-to. I have to say this, it is so funny how these movies come out, and even what I was talking about three-quarters of the way through the movie, it's like they gave up on it. But for the website, my God, like, they went all out, and I guess websites are really easy to make, but it just seems like some movies that are really amazing, and they have these ridiculous websites, and here you have this website that has all these fun clips, and even has a game where it transports you to coolbox.com, where they created a game especially for Baby Mama. So I guess with all that being said, I would give it a 5 out of 10, and let me know what you think. This is Clea with Upon Further Review. Bye.